we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Unquote from Paul. I'm interested in this conflict Paul is experiencing on multiple levels. His sharing of his honest process of coming to terms with something within himself that he would prefer was not there is extremely relevant to all we class indoctrinated, and again, supports the idea of the usefulness of our redefinition of sin as the system in us. All we class indoctrinated can relate, even when that conceptualization is not available to us or has not been made conscious. The most extreme examples of these supposed to feels, Alice describes in For Your Own Good, of children raised religious who are told they must mime politeness, always smile, be positive at all times, even or especially when one feels exactly the opposite. She explains the unconscious fury that's sown within the family. In the case she discusses, manifested across several generations in different ways in different family members. But I don't think it's Paul's specific story of sexual longing, which is what he's describing in the chapters that we skipped over and are discussing a bit here. I don't think it's Paul's specific story of sexual longing or what might be seen as a tension or split between mind and body being resolved in spirit that's what's relevant or all that's going on. Many issues feel conflated here. Time, the perfect will of God, resolution or fate, balance. When he says, if I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, love, that it is good. He forces us to consider again our definition of the system in us as sin. Implied, the law of love is also the law of balance. And what is being expressed through us is balance reestablishing itself. And for a variety of selfish reasons, we're putting on hold for a little bit our reading of Nikola Tesla. One big reason is because I need Paul right now, and I'm wanting to focus on what I'm hearing in his voice, but also for health reasons. Each day I'm here, I feel that it's a personal little triumph, and I don't want to make this too difficult a process of both enduring the show and editing. So we're going to play our final juxtaposition from last week right now. And please stay tuned. We got some older shows. They start from around February 2015. This was around the period when I got locked out of the show. Then there was a break-in. Anyway, there was a couple, at least, weeks when there was no show. Several things were going on all at once. But the way these shows are edited has changed. So I'm concerned that because I cannot adjust the volume, that we want Prince at full volume. Might be a little low, so I ask you to bear with me again. The outgoing juxtaposition is Reason is Us. Paul is the antidote to Plato. Thank you for listening. I love you. Peace. Thank you.
Higher till we overstand the color of the pharaoh's hand.